Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has stiffened his resolve against North Korea, speaking of Pyongyang initiating warfare.
I will tell you this, if North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous. I'll tell you what, and they should be very nervous.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said he's making provisions for some sort of military response to a North Korean provocation, but he said the primary methods being employed right now remain diplomatic. A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea in an effort to challenge China's territorial claims there. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, and the Trump administration seeking China's help in dealing with it all. China, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam are all involved in a long-standing dispute over rightful ownership of the busy waters of the South China Sea. Results of Kenya's presidential election expected later today. Tuesday's polling pitted incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against the opposition leader Raila Odinga. Provisional tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead over Odinga. Turkish authorities have arrested warrants now. They've put out arrest warrants. 35 journalists are on their list, media professionals as well, suspected of links to the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is accused of masterminding last year's failed coup. 9 people so far arrested in Ankara. This is VOA News.